Good afternoon and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. This week, March 23rd through the 27th, is Severe Weather Awareness Week in the state of Iowa. The Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management and the National Weather Service have joined together to promote Severe Weather Awareness Week. Be aware of weather hazards by signing up for emergency notifications through alert.iowa.gov, enabling WEA alerts on your mobile phone, and having a weather radio. Check or create your emergency kit to make sure you have everything you need in case you have to shelter in place or evacuate. Practice what you would do in the event of severe weather and how you would take shelter or how you would evacuate. Check your insurance coverage on your home and auto and know what is and what is not covered. Take an inventory on paper or by photo of your home. Keep it in your go bag or virtually in case you have to report damages. Learn more about how to be prepared at ready.iowa.gov. During Severe Weather Awareness Week, a different subject will be highlighted each day. On Monday, it's lightning safety. On Tuesday, tornado safety. Wednesday is preparedness. Thursday, hail and wind safety. And on Friday, flood safety. Tornado Safety Day is Tuesday, March the 24th. KILJ's Shelby Swinsko visited with Mount Pleasant Tornado Crew Storm Chasers Rich Martin and Summer. They have a big social media presence and are a good resource to follow when bad weather moves in. Shelby, Rich, and Summer talk tornadoes.
Yeah, I chased storms for probably 27 years as a police officer. Probably limited because, you know, you're just in
city limits.
Yeah. I had never seen a tornado. So I kind of, after I retired or about to retire, I decided I want to see a tornado. Just if I see a tornado, you know, like a bucket list kind of thing.
Yeah,
then,
check.
Then it's going to, check it off of the bucket list and see a tornado.
So for those of you who don't know, they have quite a following on social media. That's kind of been fun to watch. When did you realize that your storm chasing videos were gaining a following online? Like, at what point were you like, wow, we're kind of blowing up here?
Well, when I went from about 100 followers to 200.
Okay.
I do a live feed and have like six people on there.
Yeah.
You know, and half of them were relatives. And
well, now you have over 34,000 followers.
We're working on 37 now.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was.
We jumped up.
I was going to say,
thousand.
I just wrote this down 2 weeks ago. So yeah, you've jumped up a lot since then. Did you ever expect it to grow that much?
I actually thought by now it'd be a lot more.
Wow. You're killing this right now.
Yeah. Because, like, if I see something I like, I hit the follow button.
So what kind of training or preparation does someone need before storm chasing?
Well, many people storm chase that probably shouldn't be out there. We've run into kids that, what I mean by kids, I'm older now, but they're, you know, like early 20s, they're in a rice burner, got big hail and a tornado coming, and they're scared. You know, I don't know what they expected, but we said, go in this direction at about 60 miles an hour for about 15 minutes and you'll be out of the storm. And so they took off.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that show up. It's like they want to see maybe the tornado. They want to see the other storm chasers and things. And it kind of clogs up the road. And well, those three kids, we watched the video. And they didn't know what they were doing. Telephone poles are coming down, and they're crying.
Just stay calm in that situation.
Yeah,
you know?
We were just calm,
but you probably should be educated on what to do and where to go. And
that same storm, another kid, he panicked. And even watching his video, I'm like, no, go that way. You know, you get away from it. He turns around, drives right into it, gets hit by a big one of those big corn bins, and then his car rolls about four times.
Yeah, because when you're panicking,
luckily, I think he just had bumps and bruises or something, but totaled his
probably
car.
Probably had a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Well,
so a lot of people. So your question was, what do you educate yourself? I think the first thing, you could go to a weather spotting.
Yeah, they have. We've been to two of them, and they just kind of tell you like about where to, what to do, and like what we're.
And what should people do immediately when a tornado warning is issued?
Tune into Tornado Crew Storm Chasers. I'd say that would be absolutely the first.
This is one that I haven't known. I still sometimes have to look it up. What's the difference between a watch and a warning?
A watch means the atmospheric conditions are conducive to the formation of a tornado.
What's a warning, Summer?
A warning is like where there's, like a watch is just like where the atmosphere is like, you know, for a tornado, but a warning is like a tornado could form right now.
Or,
like
you,
a
or
warning
be
or be on
a
the ground.
Warning, yeah, or be on the ground. A warning, you want to get into your, if it's coming your way, you want to get into your safe place, to
which
a shelter.
Is lowest.
Which is the lowest,
lowest floor,
level of a building or an interior room.
Yeah.
A bathroom.
Bathroom,
yeah.
If that's all you got.
Basement.
Yeah,
okay.
If you're in a mobile, we see mobile homes and.
So people who don't have, let's say they live in a mobile home, or let's say they live in something similar that doesn't have a basement. So some places have like community centers where they can go where it's, you know, there is a basement, or like a community park. Like there's one in Iowa City that has a storm shelter.
Like if I lived in the country, the one in Iowa City has a really nice storm shelter. I think that would withstand.
I think Mount Pleasant, you just have to use your community resources, you know. So like city buildings, sometimes they'll open up for
a big strong structure.
Yeah.
Walmart or something like that. A really big tornado, you really need to be underground.
Yeah.
I guess I would go to Walmart. I would go into the baseball section, grab a baseball helmet, put it on, and lay on the ground.
Yeah, so I guess there are things you can do if you can't get to a lower level. Yeah. Go to interior room, a helmet.
Helmet.
When I was a kid, we would go under a mattress.
Yeah, that is also. But a helmet is definitely one of the biggest things because head injuries are... most
if you just have a house that doesn't have a basement, you know, have a mattress available, go into the bathroom, get in the bathtub, especially if you have a cast iron bathtub, you know, lay in the bathtub with a helmet on and put the mattress over top of you and pray.
That's your best bet.
Yeah, I would say that. If I lived in the country in a mobile home, I think I would have a storm shelter underground that I could run out and get into.
Yeah.
But have a plan. Not every plan is a perfect plan, but at least it's
right.
A plan. And you should have it thought out. And we try to show people, the radar on the screen, like the Donaldson one we were showing, you know, hey, this looks like a tornado. Get people educated in what a tornado looks like, because you can get the apps.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you know where the circulation is, some people rely on the TV or rely on us a lot to know where it's at, but if it just blows up, like we had a tornado before I was a storm chaser hit our house, and grandma called and she's like, hey, there's a bad storm coming, and all of a sudden
there it is.
Yeah, the back window blew open, and I thought the front door blew open because the wind was being sucked out of the house, but luckily it wasn't a super big one. And
so, good segue into the next question. What are some signs that a storm may produce a tornado?
Usually, you know, your atmosphere is prime. Now, there's rare events like that one in Michigan where it was only a 2%, but it still was a risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should still kind of be aware there's a risk and then be more tuned into your apps on your phones and things. And that one hit, it caught people off guard. And what was there, 4 or 6 people died in that? There was a lot of people that were injured, you know, and it's unnecessary. A lot of people just go through life just not knowing.
Yeah.
And
living in the Midwest are like, you have to be aware because it just changes like that.
Even if it's just like a small risk, like it was in Michigan, you still have to be aware of what's going on it's weather, anything,
because there's a risk that day. But like you get away from Mount Pleasant, there's no sirens.
Yeah,
you know,
and really those sirens, I learned this, they're not meant for indoor people indoors. Like you're supposed to have you know, apps on your phones, and that's why right. the sheriff's office will send out a thing, and that's why your alerts go off on your phones. Those sirens are only meant for people outdoors. So right. you're not going to hear them in your house unless you live next
if
to one.
If you're next yeah. to one, you'll yeah. hear the sirens, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What should people do if they're driving when severe weather hits?
Driving. The biggest thing is to probably try to avoid, like, maybe going too fast. You got to watch hydroplaning. There was those four guys that died when they were hydroplaning. Where, Oklahoma, was about 2 years ago, four meteorology students. Yeah, so, and you got to watch where you park, like under passes.
Mm-hmm.
That can be dangerous because that can be a wind funnel, especially with a tornado.
I think that's something that people, that just automatically comes to their head, is I should get under an overpass.
Get under an overpass. Now, we've done it for hail.
Yeah,
But we knew it wasn't a tornado risk,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
right? But we also know where the rotation is on the tornado, and drive at a right angle from the tornado if you got mm-hmm. one behind you. If you have a derecho, get away from power lines. If a power line comes down on your car, do not get out of your car. That could be a number one mistake. You never touch those lines.
Right.
The annual statewide tornado drill will take place on Wednesday, March 25th at 10 a.m. Having multiple sources for information can help you know what is going on in your community and provide notification of possible weather or safety issues you may face. Sign up for local alerts. Enable WEA alerts on your mobile phone. Tune in to local news like KILJ Radio. And for current alerts in your community. If you go to KILJ.com under the news tab, you will see this week's focus program, and also listed there are the websites mentioned in this broadcast. Thank you for joining KILJ Radio for this week's focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Have a great week, everybody.